Hello again, this is Pastor William Coleman of the Crossroads Baptist Church, and we've been talking about the fire of God. And do we have an exciting message for you today, one that is going to be inspiring, one that's going to help you in your faith. But before we get into the Word of God, I want us to bow for prayer. I know that there are needs in your life, there are crises and things that you're facing right now, so I want to pray for you. I want to pray for our church and for our nation, but I really want to pray for you that God would touch you and that God would strengthen you by his grace and mercy. Father, we thank you again for your love and your grace. We ask that you would just touch those who are listening online, that you would bless them and keep them, give them encouragement, give them strength, but most of all, give them your presence. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Bless your people. Bless this nation. Help our leaders that they might be able to discern the times and to do that which is right and pleasing in your sight. God, we thank you for all these wonderful things. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's get into the Word of God. Exodus chapter 3. And beginning with verse number 3, I want to put this into context. Moses is on the backside of the desert. And Moses has been 40 years in what we might call isolation. And yet God speaks to him through a burning bush. Here's what happened according to Exodus 3. And Moses said, I will turn aside now and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt up. And when the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, do not draw near this place. Take your sandals or your shoes off your feet, for the ground that you are standing on is holy ground. Now, I've entitled this message, Fire Ready. And the question is, are you fire ready? Are you ready for God to send his amazing fire into your life and to lead you and to direct you? Here's a man that most would say, he is out of commission. He's too old. Oh, he's just been out of things for a long time, and it's going to be impossible for him to get back into this groove of life, as we might consider it. But if you look at the circumstances, God's people were in bondage, and God was concerned. The Lord was going to send Moses into Egypt. He was 80 years old, and he had traveled out of sight, out of service, and now he's in an abandoned spot on the backside of the desert, and that's where God confronts him with this powerful message. But before God sent Moses, God had to do something through this fire. Now, what I want to propose to you is that this burning bush was not just some epiphany. It was not just simply where Moses saw something. I want to give you three basic points as we work our way through this. First of all, Moses' life was illuminated. In other words, God illuminated his life. God showed him things that he didn't really realize. But then secondly, God inspired him. God inspired Moses. He inspired him through his words and through the things, the encouragement that God gave him, that he was sending him. But then lastly, we want to explore where God ignited him. And my prayer is that by the end of this message, you too will be inspired, you will be illuminated, but most of all, you will be ignited by the fire of the Holy Spirit, that God would work in your life both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Now, as you can imagine, after 40 years, Moses was feeling defeated. He was feeling like, well, I know the plight of my people, but let me just put it out of my mind because it's too much for me to handle. I can't do it. Things are over. I'm 80 years old. Now let me just live out the rest of my days on the backside of this desert tending somebody else's sheep. But God was not buying that. And some of you that are listening right now and you're watching me and you're saying to yourself, well, it's too late. I can't do anything about it. Circumstances have worked their way out and now it's impossible for anything to change. You don't know God's fire. You don't know the power of the living God. And what I want you to do is to wake up and realize that there's a bush burning. It may be through circumstances. It may be through various things that have happened in your life that reminds you that God is still alive. And he's not just still alive. God is alive in you, child of God. And he wants you to realize his glory. There was Moses on the backside of the desert, tending sheep for Jethro, and all of a sudden, a bush starts burning. A bush is burning in his sight. And so what Moses did, he said, now I'm going to see what this thing is all about, because by now that bush could have been and should have been consumed. So I'm going to go over and I'm going to check this thing out. I'm going to make sure that this is making sense, or is this just something that's playing with my mind? I know a lot of you have been plagued by this pandemic, and things are playing at your mind. You don't know what to believe. But child of God, let me tell you something. You can believe God. You can believe that he is involved in this thing. He's involved in this. And now this gives us a time more than ever to stand still and know that he is God. Know that he's working in mysterious ways his wonders to perform. All we've got to do is pay attention. Now, why can't we pay attention? Sometimes we don't really see it until God stops us, and then we have to see it. Moses said, I want to voluntarily go over and see what this bush is all about. See why this thing is blazing up, but it's not consumed. What keeps us from seeing God? Well, one thing is we're selfish. We're more internalized. This is an internalized generation. We're looking at what I want, my needs, and what I think, and we can barely see beyond our own set of needs or our own set of circumstances. But then also, the second thing that we've got to deal with is that many of us are short-sighted, and we cannot see God's long-term plan. I want to tell you something today, that God has a plan beyond coronavirus. As a matter of fact, God has a plan beyond what we might call the end of the world. God has an eternal plan that will abide forever. And I want you to rest your faith on the fact that God has a long-term plan. Now, all we can see sometimes is what's before us. But that does not prevent you from turning on the eyes of faith. That fire that lighted that bush illuminated things. It illuminated. It allowed Moses to see things not from his personal perspective, but from a God perspective. You and I need to see things. We need to climb up to a top of a mountain or whatever it is and see things from God's viewpoint rather than looking at it from earth upward. You need to see it from heaven downward. And to know that God has a long-term plan. And do you not know what the long-term plan says? It says that we are saved. It says that we have a place in heaven with Christ. As a matter of fact, right now, you and I, spiritually, we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, how's that for long-term plan? How's that for security? We need to be illuminated. Moses, and through no fault, I mean, you've got to look at his circumstance. He had already tried to deliver the people of Israel. He'd slain an Egyptian. He tried to prevent his brethren from fighting against one another. He had tried to show that he was the leader that was appointed by God, but they didn't buy that. Why? Because Moses was doing it under his own ability. And the Bible says, don't lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge God. Maybe the plans that you've made have failed. But I want to ask you a question. Has God's plan failed? Now, it might be difficult. It might be filled with different trials and situation, but God's plan never fails. What looks like defeat is our victory. The cross that Jesus died on, it looked like it's defeat. But guess what? That was a starting point. That was where God said all the sins of this world have now been wiped away. They've been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus had to go to the cross. And when Moses saw that burning bush, he could now see God's plan? Has your life been illuminated? Has God opened your eyes to see and to know that he is God? Well, we can't see because we're short-sighted. We can't see because we're selfish. But here's another thing that happens. Once we have been exposed to all of these crises, all of these trials in this world, what happens to us is that we get cold and stagnated. Let me invite you to this fire. Let me invite you to come to the Savior. Let me invite you to see Jesus. Let me invite you to know him and to listen to him. As Moses came to that bush, God began to call him by name. And there are some of you that have been hiding. You've been saying, well, I won't come to God until he calls me. He's calling now. God's calling your name, and he knows you. It's long enough that you've lived in that lifestyle. It's long enough that you've lived behind that excuse. Now you have no excuse because God is revealing himself. And when he reveals himself, he wants you to stop and listen. He wants you to observe how that he's going to do things through your life. Well, let's move on. Let's work through this thing and find out what else happened. Not only did God illuminate things in Moses' life, the Lord began to speak to him so that now Moses was seeing things in a different way. Moses was seeing that God is real. The Lord even told Moses, my name is Yahweh. I am that I am. There's no one like me. I'm not like the objects that I've created. I am God and God alone, the great I am. So this was inspiring to Moses. He'd never heard this before. He didn't know who God was. But now God was blessing him. God was blessing him in such a personal way because God was speaking to his situation. The Bible tells us, and when the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. You might say God was in the bush. The Lord was speaking to Moses in the bush. Have you ever been in a strange place and you didn't think God was listening, didn't think he noticed you, and then somehow God began to speak to you? That was your moment that the Lord was inspiring you. He was telling you, I want you to hear what I'm saying. Now, here's what happens. Here's what happens. When God inspires you, the word inspire, it actually means to breathe in, to inspire. Every time we take a breath. And what I want you to do right now, you have been exhausted. You have been breathing out, and now you need to take a deep breath. But don't breathe in the cares of this world. Breathe in the promises of your God. Breathe him in. Let him inspire you. Let God talk to you. The fire was inspiring to Moses because God was speaking to him. And every doubt, watch this, every doubt, every time Moses said, I can't do it, go get someone else, God kept talking to him. And there are times in your life where fear will come in and it will dictate to you, this is not going to work, you're going to fail, but you need to stop listening to the voice of fear and start listening to the voice of God. God was speaking to him. God was telling him that you can do this, Moses. I'm going to go with you. What a wonderful promise that God himself will go with us, and God will take charge through all of these crises, all of these problems that we think that we can't solve. Our amazing God has already done it for us. He's already worked it out. Remember, it's his plan. And what we're doing when we are illuminated, we see his plan, but we're inspired. Then we begin to put into action God's plan. God says in Jeremiah, I know the plans. I know the thoughts I have for you. Thoughts of good, plans of good and not evil, and to bring you to an expected end, Jeremiah 17 and verse 9. What you've got to do is that you've got to listen to the voice of God speaking to you. Now, wouldn't it have been something if all Moses did was say to Jethro, guess what? I saw a burning bush and God was speaking out of the bush. Well, Moses, what are you going to do? I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm just going to tell how inspiring it was. That wasn't the plan of God. God wanted to move this man to action. Every breath you take, there should be an action that follows. There should be something else that works in your life, which brings us to another point, And I do want to say that one of the greatest things that can cause us to not fulfill our dreams, many dreams have died not because people failed, but people doubted. They allowed doubt to come in and dictate. What inspiration will do, it will cause you to breathe in, and now the doubt is replaced by amazing faith. Maybe some of you are facing sickness or financial difficulties during this time, or maybe some other crisis that's going on in your family that's due to the pandemic. Breathe in. Inhale. Breathe in the promise that this amazing God has made to you. And you've heard the saying, God can make a way out of no way. He can provide for you in your time of need. Don't allow doubt to kill your dreams, because the Lord is speaking to you. So the bush is burning. God has set it ablaze. Moses has been inspired. He's understanding now through illumination what the plan of God is. But there's something else that God wants to do. And here's what I want to preach to you about. God just doesn't want to ignite a bush. God wants to ignite you and me. He wants us to be the blazing light of His Word sent into this world that we're living in. And do you not know that when God finished speaking to Moses, that Moses caught on fire and he was able to go into Egypt? And while there were many that challenged him, even some of the magicians tried to do what Moses was doing, but his light was so bright that it consumed everything else. And this is what the Bible says. Amen. It says in Deuteronomy 4 and 24 and Exodus 24 and 17, it says, your God is a consuming fire. Listen to that. Your God is a consuming fire. But here's the point. God didn't come to burn in you to destroy you. God wants to burn in you to use you. When you set something on fire, Moses saw the bush. And you know what he said about it? It's not consumed. And so when God comes into our life, he's not going to consume us. There are people, I'm afraid of God. I'm afraid of God. You need to respect God, yes. You need to honor God, yes, but to fear God as if he's going to destroy you, if he wanted to destroy you, listen, he has no problem with that. But more importantly, God wants to use you. What if every child of God said, Lord, use me? What if God set us ablaze in this world of hatred, in this world of darkness, in this world of wickedness? What if God set us ablaze with his righteousness? Do you not know the impact of that? And so what I want you to do, child of God, I want you to be inspired. I want you to be illuminated. But one other thing, I want you to catch on fire. God's been good to you. Don't just tell me about the blessing of God. Show me that the Lord is blessing. Show me what he's doing in your life. Catch on fire. Love Jesus with all your heart. Serve him with gladness. And then God said to Moses, after he had caught on fire, come on now, I'm going to send you into Egypt. And I'm going to give you the ability to go into Egypt. But guess what? In order for that fire to keep burning, God has to be in us. And if you've never accepted Jesus Christ into your heart today, if you've never accepted the power of the Holy Spirit into your life today, all you've got to do is acknowledge that you are a sinner and that you need God. And guess what the Lord will do? He will come into that situation. No. Don't tell me, well, I got to straighten this out or I got to do this. You can't do that. You have no power to fight against sin. God has to come to you. Let him come to you. Let him light up your life. And then let the fire of God burn through your life so you could be a living testimony of what the Lord can do. This is Pastor William Coleman of the Crossroad Baptist Church, Evington, Virginia, inviting you to catch on fire and then join us next week. God bless you until then.